for him to return to action would be week six of the season. Ironically, you guessed it, against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field. Parsons recovering from a torn ACL suffered in week 15 of last season. Cleveland Browns head coach Todd Monken said today he has not decided yet whether Deshaun Watson or Shedeur Sanders will start their preseason opener against the Chicago Bears Saturday at Soldier Field. The telecast of last Thursday's Hall of Fame game between the Arizona Cardinals and Carolina Panthers drew 7 million viewers, largest audience for a Hall of Fame game in 5 years. Major League Baseball announced the dates of its postseason schedule today. Game 7 of the World Series set for Saturday, October 31st.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, harvest is expected to conclude soon for California cling peaches, which are used for canning. Nearly all of the fruit is bound for a single processor, Pacific Coast Producers, after Del Monte filed for bankruptcy last year and closed its Modesto cannery. The loss of Del Monte puts California peach growers in a precarious crossroads, with several dozen growers going without a buyer for some or all of their fruit. Well, the Senate Ag Committee failed to advance its farm bill Thursday after Democrats rejected the Republican proposal in a 10-11 vote, leaving no clear path forward. Committee Chair John Bozeman recessed the markup after negotiations broke down over changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar says, "I want us to get to a bipartisan agreement, but first and foremost, that includes addressing this ridiculous SNAP situation." Well, the Farm Credit Council is encouraging lawmakers now to continue working towards a bipartisan farm bill after the Senate Ag Committee failed to advance the legislation. Farm Credit Council President Christy Seifert thanked Chairman John Bozeman, Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar, and committee members for their efforts while expressing disappointment that the bill did not move forward. Seifert says as producers navigate ongoing economic uncertainty, completing a five-year farm bill is more important than ever.
This year, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of this great nation. It's never been more important to keep ranchers on the land and protect our way of life. I'm Ron Cherry, Vice President of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC September 15th through the 17th in Copper Mountain, Colorado, for our 58th annual convention. Registration is open on our website at publiclandscouncil.org. Don't wait. Early registration ends August 14th.
Hi folks, here at the Western Ag Network, our hearts go out to the ranchers, farmers, families, and firefighters battling devastating wildfires across the West. In challenging times like these, we're reminded of the strength of our rural communities and the neighbors who step up to help one another. At the Western Ag Network, we're proud to serve these communities. From all of us here, we say thank you to everyone working to protect lives, livestock, and livelihoods. Stay safe.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks mostly lower in afternoon trading as investors monitor U.S.-Iran developments and await consumer price inflation data that will be released on Wednesday morning. The information will likely help determine the Fed's path for interest rates. Oil prices are spiking, with West Texas Intermediate crude rising above $80 a barrel, its highest level since late July. Energy and healthcare are the best performing sectors, while tech is lagging. Shares of Apple are down more than 2%, following a downgrade from Jefferies. employees. An analyst with the firm believes that the new iPhone design will not materialize anytime soon. In addition, Apple is said to be testing memory chips from China's CXMT and is considering using them in some devices sold in China. But Apple will need approval from the White House. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Progressive presents Heroes That Keep Truckers Going. Today's hero, the true crime podcaster you listen to during a long haul. Yes, you may never look at a pair of pliers the same way again, or your spouse using pliers. But boy, you were entertained. Thanks, hero. Another thing that can keep truckers going, Progressive Truck Insurance with primary liability limits up to $2 million. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $2 million limit is not available in all states.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
When a documentary deals with fiction rather than fact, it really isn't a documentary, is it? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
The very word documentary makes you think of research and of factual material painstakingly collected. And those who read or see a documentary are entitled to believe they've been given an objective, thoroughly documented treatise on whatever the subject might be. Not too long ago on this program, I discussed Cuba and gave some requirements I thought should be met before Uncle Sam welcomed that unhappy island back into the family of American nations. Now, that was an editorial, an expression of opinion with which you could agree or disagree. Since then, one of our TV networks has presented, with a certain amount of fanfare, a, quote, documentary, unquote, and question mark. It was called Cuba, the People. Was it really a documentary, or was it an editorial? Basically, the message was that soon Cuba will no longer be an underdeveloped country thanks to the success of socialism. The question is, how and when did Cuba become an underdeveloped country? Prior to Castro, Cuba led all its Latin neighbors in standard of living, literacy, and any number of other desirable indicators. For example, Cuba had more doctors in proportion to population, more automobiles, higher per capita income, more TV broadcasting and ownership of TV sets, more newspaper circulation, and even greater attendance at movies. In moviegoing, they were second only to us, which means they were second in the world. The so-called documentary was of Cuba today. It showed farmers plowing with oxen. Now, I don't know how widespread that is, but mechanized farming had reached a pretty high level back in Cuba, B.C., before Castro. Let me read some lines from what has to be considered a real documentary. A report issued in May 1962 by the Economic Research Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The report was entitled, Agriculture and Food Situation in Cuba. Quote, in 1958, Cuba was self-supporting in many foodstuffs such as meat, poultry, fish, eggs, milk, butter, tubers, vegetables, coffee, and fruits, of which there was a great variety and abundance. In the season, oranges were sold in pushcarts in Havana, peeled, iced, and ready to eat at 3, 4, or 5 for a nickel. Under communism, food ration cards were introduced before the third year of the revolution expired. Oranges have become so scarce that they can only be purchased in pharmacies with a doctor's prescription. Unquote. I don't know whether the makers of the documentary intended to sell us socialism or whether they were just set up by their Cuban hosts, but a truly objective documentary would have made it plain that the Cuba of today is not anywhere near as well off or economically sound as it was before Castro imposed communism on the people. Indeed, there's every reason to believe Cuba would be in real trouble without the sizable subsidy it gets from the Soviet Union. These days, when we're flooded with so many words on every subject, we need to check out some of those words before we accept them as gospel, including the use of the word documentary. And that goes for my words, too. Make sure you've heard all the facts before you make up your mind. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with our special guest, and literally, in almost all the cases, the boys are back in town, and that is our friends that started visiting us in July as they're getting ready back, go back to school and share their adventures that they did this summer and what they're either looking forward to or maybe a little apprehension about going back to school. I'll turn it over to Riley right now. Welcome home.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, the boys are back in town. And I'd like to thank you, Kevin, for all the appearances that you've given us, an opportunity on KPRL.
Yes.
And right now, I want to spend this time summarizing how our summers have been, because we've been on a lot of trips. The gang has been on a lot of trips here. And for me, I've been in Switzerland. I went to Switzerland for a week and just got back a few days ago. And, you know, that was different. That was nice. And we'll talk about more about that later. And right now I want to find out, you know, what happened on Bishop's trip to Japan.
So, yeah, I went to Japan for about a week, and the difference between, like, the care and, like, the cleanliness from here and there is crazy. So, it's way cleaner, and there's, like, not trash on the ground everywhere you go.
How many homeless people have you...
I didn't see a... I saw, like, three the entire time, and we were in the city most all of the time we spent there. And the food, like, a normal fast food spot in this area would be replaced by, like, a ramen or gyozo place. And they put a lot more effort into the food. Like, it doesn't taste like artificial.
Yeah.
Or like how it's been sitting out for a while. It feels more fresh. And
yeah,
everyone there's way more nice than like they're so caring. And then
could they tell that you were a tourist?
Yeah, definitely. Cause they take like there's a lot of like underground like metro.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you take the high speed train?
Yeah, bullet train.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one really talks on that like at all. Like it's just completely silent. So I think that's part of the reason people could tell that me and my family were tourists, because we had to like talk a lot about where we're gonna go next.
And that was, you know, that was for me as well in Switzerland. Like in Switzerland and a lot of other places, they don't really talk that much in public, like at all. Not even like talking quietly. They just mostly keep to themselves and stay silent in public. And, you know, like maybe that's a good thing, because like when I was in Switzerland, I realized how loud I am, you know, compared to
in the airports in Japan. It's like super silent. Like,
yeah,
there's not a lot of people talking.
It's like a museum.
Yeah.
Or a library
in America. Like, talking at an airport it's just always loud in there.
Yeah.
But in Japan, it's like completely silent. Like, there's barely any talking.
Yeah, like I had to find out, you know, what are the rules of being a tourist, you know. You have to at least, you know, try to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yeah, guys, one of the questions I would have, to, you know, no matter which country you were in, what would be one of the things that stood out to you, other than the silence and maybe a couple of other things, the difference between the United States and the countries that you were in? And was there at any point where you were thinking, gosh, I wish I was back in the United States?
Yeah, everything is more expensive in where I was in Switzerland. And they take a different currency. They take the Swiss franc. And that, like, our currency is less, like, valuable than theirs. So, like, everything is more expensive. So, like, a McDonald's burger here would, like a McDonald's meal here would cost, like, $8. There it's, like, 13 or 14.
How about the reception when the countries were you in? Did they, obviously, in probably both cases, they knew that you were tourists and so forth, and I don't know if they knew you were from the United States specifically, but you know, you mentioned that they were friendly. Was that consistent?
Yes, I would say that they were pretty accommodating to their tourists.
Yeah, for me, they were like always very nice, and like they didn't have a problem that we were from a different place. They're just always nice.
Yeah,
very caring.
And Finn went to New York, so Finn, how's that?
It was very cool. One of the coolest things I've ever done. One of the stereotypes over there that people are pretty, you know, rude, I guess. That's what people say.
I'm walking here.
Yeah. But I was pretty surprised. All the locals that I met, they were very nice. Yeah.
Did they ask you where you came from?
No, they actually didn't.
Okay.
How was the food there?
The food was really good. Like, the bagels. I had, like, bagels every single morning there. It was so good. You know, the pizza. Kevin told me to go to Ray's Pizza. You know?
Our very own Kevin Will of Sound Off and KPRL.
How was that?
Well, yeah.
How was the pizza that Kevin recommended?
Good. It was very good.
How many times did you go there?
I went there twice. To the pizza place, you mean?
Yeah,
twice.
So it was pretty good pizza.
Yes.
So that was in Times Square, right?
Yeah, Times Square.
Okay, so what did you think of taking in the whole scene of Times Square? I don't know if you saw pictures of it before you went, but to be actually there and see all this action going on.
Yeah, it was very different than, you know, our small town. I felt like I was there for a long time. I surprisingly got used to it. when I came back, it felt very slow.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you like the fast pace?
Kind of. You know,
like the thrill of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was the travel more like still just cars and taxis, or was it like, you know, underground stations or buses?
Yeah, subways mostly, and lots of walking.
Human transportation, a lot of that, you know.
Yeah. I got like I got 27,000 steps one day. There's like a lot of walking to just go everywhere.
How was the weather there?
It was very humid.
Was it hot?
You know, it was like 75, but like the humidity made it worse.
What were some of the points of interest that you you stopped and saw?
Some like sites.
Yeah, for all of you that traveled, any specific sites that you remember or were looking forward to seeing?
I mean, I went to the real Matterhorn. We took like the ski lift gondolas, and we actually got to like see the real thing, not just like the Disneyland modeled ride, but like the real site, the real deal. So that was really cool to see. It was pretty cold up there, but it was worth it.
So for hold on a sec, Riley, for something like that and the others, when you see something like that, you know, you say it's pretty cool, but is it like you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, this is really cool? Or is it just like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool?
Oh my goodness, okay. It is really cool.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So, Zach went to Yosemite. How was that, Zach?
It was fun. We stayed with friends, and I saw pictures of Yosemite, and I thought, oh yeah, that looks like cool. But like when I actually saw it, I was blown away. It's like the photos just don't do justice.
Never mind his lisp, guys. He got braces a couple weeks ago.
I'm assuming it's colder there than here, obviously.
Right? It was about the same, maybe like a little colder. The water was definitely cold. We stayed near like a lake, Bass Lake, and it was fun, but yeah, it was definitely colder.
Was there like a lot of fog, or like was it cloudy most of the day?
It was pretty clear. It was just windy, but it was still fun.
Did you go swimming at all?
Yeah, we went quite a bit. We were right by a stream, went by our cabin with a big waterfall, so we were swimming in that a lot.
Did you do any water sports, like you know, like jet skiing or tubing?
Yeah, we rented a boat, and then we brought our jet ski, and we went wakeboarding and wake surfing. So, yeah, and just hung out.
Okay, all right, sorry. For all of you on the trips that you've taken this summer, is it something, two questions. One is, do you wish you could have stayed longer, or were you anxious to get home? And then I guess the third question would be is, would you go back to each of these places in the future?
I feel like by the end of the week, I was ready to, you know, get back to the U.S.
For me, it's like, it was an amazing trip.
Yeah.
But there's a little part of me that was like, I just want to be home, like, being my own bed. But it was still, like, very fun. And I definitely would go back in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see, like, possibly in the future, maybe even living there. You know, I got used to it very quick. Very likable place.
The team needs to move to New York. I guess that's what he's saying.
Yeah, sure.
Is that a place, Finn, that you would, like, enjoy? You think you would enjoy living there?
Yeah, probably. Very different than here, but, you know.
Now the question is, would Zach live in Yosemite?
Probably not. I like it here. Yeah. And when I was there, I didn't want to leave, but I realized once I got home that I missed it.
Yeah.
And there's just no place like home.
Zach, I have a question. do you think you prefer a little less colder? Just do you think you prefer it being warmer or colder?
Probably colder. I'm kind of a cold guy. But yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yes, that is fair.
Zach, did you see any bears there?
I did not. The most wildlife that I saw was a chipmunk. So there wasn't a lot of.
Apparently in like Lake Lopez, there's been a lot of bears. And like people are leaving trash out and they're wandering into the sites and like
taking over. Zach, when you were up in Yosemite, did they have, you know, signage telling people the do's and don'ts regarding the wildlife?
Yeah, there was a lot of signs at like the entry gates and the starts of trails. A lot of like the starts of trails. Signs. The starts of trails, yes.
Oh, did you go like hiking a lot?
A little bit. We went on a hike to Mirror Lake, which was only like a mile. And then we went on about a 8 mile hike through the big trees, like the redwoods.
Guessing the views were great there.
Yeah, really good. But a lot of the trees there burned down, so it wasn't as much of like a thick forest. There was a lot of sunlight coming through, but.
Do you like hiking?
Yeah.
No, I don't like hiking.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do you like it more for like the adventure or like for the hope of good, I guess, pictures or views?
Probably just the adventure. It's just fun to see everything and, you know, just it's a good experience.
Yeah. One thing that was different between the U.S. and where I was in Switzerland was the drinking age for alcohol is a lot lower. So it's 13 or 14 for that limit. And it was strange to see because like you could just like see teenagers like our age saying, oh yeah, I'll take a beer and like act like they're ordering a soda, you know?
Do you think that's like a cultural thing?
Yeah, it's a very different cultural thing.
You really, really took advantage of that, didn't you, Ron?
Yes, I did. I took big advantage of that. Let's just leave it at that. So, Bishop, you also went to Europe. We talked a little bit about that last time, but I want to know more about that trip.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. There's a lot of, like, the areas, like, it's mostly a forest, but there is some, like, drier areas. It was fun to see, like, near, like, the, thanks to the Baltic Sea. It is like extremely salty, but it doesn't look like, it just looks like the ocean. So it's like, yeah. They had castles, like, I think there's one in Croatia that we got to saw. And it was right next to the sea. So it was like amazing.
Oh, yes. I toured one castle. I thought that I was going to tour more because I went to Germany when I was like 8 years old and we toured like three or four castles, but we got one in this trip and it was strange. It was like a guided tour where like you got a like an audio remote and like you pressed it and then you like listened to like the different, you know, like stops, like number door one, you know, like you picked a door and like what room you wanted to be in, and then it would give you all the information on that. So that was very cool.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, almost castle-like architecture in New York. I mean, you know, obviously, St. Patrick's Cathedral. But it's kind of random with the architecture there.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back after this little ad break and for a couple more minutes, and then it'll be curtains.
Probably talk about the back to school.
Yeah, back to school.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. no hassles, and return my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Welcome to the Sound Off special feature. We're on again. And right now, we should focus on back to school, because that's approaching us deathly fast.
Yeah. So, Raleigh, I'm guessing you're a little sad about school coming back. Like, you want summer to keep going, but...
Yeah. It's a little bit disappointing because, you know, you know, school's starting up again. And I'll be joining another school. I was at Brookside Christian Academy, but... now I'll be at Templeton High School. So, yeah. And that'll be way different. I'll have another friend joining me there from my old school. But it'll definitely be a change of pace between, you know, private and public.
Are you anxious at all? Sorry. Like, nervous or anxious?
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like this will open... a door to opportunity. You know, I'll be, one of my electives is tech theater, and that'll be like managing the lights and like constructing the sets for like the theater productions that they have and all the plays that they're doing. So that'll be exciting because I've never really gotten to do something like that at Brookside.
Is that one of the things that like you're excited to go back to school for?
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, it'll be a different deal there. But, Finn, what's your status on schools? Where are you going to be going this year?
Let's see. I'm on the wait list for Templeton right now, and it's looking good so far. I think I'm probably going to get in, but I might go to Brookside for like, maybe like a week before.
Yeah, just anything to, you know, fill in.
Are you like excited or more sad about going back to school?
You know.
Sad meaning upset, like sad meaning upset. Really upset, like crying in your closet.
No.
Like about to break into tears on air right here.
not exactly.
So Zach, you're gonna be at Brookside still? You're gonna stay at Brookside?
Yeah.
Well, let's leave it at that.
No, I'm kind of excited to go back, but you know, but I don't know, school isn't that bad. Today, actually, I'm meeting the teachers. Mm-hmm. Our new teachers, we have like a meet and greet, so that'll go well. So I think I'll be pretty prepared for the year.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I want summer to keep going. Like, it's great to have time to relax and hang out with friends and family.
Yeah.
But some of my friends are at our Templeton Middle School. I'm excited to see them.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen them at all this summer.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to go back and hang out with them. And same with the teachers I like for some of my classes.
Yeah.
A lot of the teachers there are, like, very nice and help you out when you have, like, problems with the schoolwork.
Well, that's not what we heard last weekend, or this some past them, weekend.
What I meant is, like, some of them are really good.
Yeah.
And some are not as good.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys have a couple of favorite subjects or the subjects you dislike the most?
I mean, it really depends on the teacher for me. I used to like have favorite subjects in that, but now it's like mostly on the person who is guiding you through that subject.
Yeah. There, a good teacher helps a lot with enjoying a class.
Yeah.
There's a class called Makerspace. It's, in my opinion, like my favorite class. Because the teacher is great, and you get to make stuff out of, like, wood and cardboard.
Yeah, like wood shop, or, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's, so that's why it's, like, a very enjoyable class.
Like, last year, I'm going to give a shout-out to him, Mr. Walla, amazing teacher. He really helped me out, and just from the start of the year, right when I met him, I could just tell, you know, this is an amazing teacher, and we're going to have a lot of fun with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
His subject was, you know, math, which I never thought would be my favorite, but it really all does just come down to the teacher.
Yeah.
First impressions matter a lot.
Yeah.
The teacher. Like, if at the start of the year they seem like a bad teacher, then you're probably going to assume it's not going to be a great class.
Yeah, like, and then it'll really become, like, your least favorite class.
But, like, if you have a good teacher at the start, then it's the opposite. You will assume that it's going to be a good class and a good year. For that class.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And so, Zach, what do you think about the teacher situation?
I agree with you guys about the teachers, but this last year, a lot of our teachers were changing, and we were getting new teachers, and so my subject was, like, changing quite a bit. But I had a good year, so.
Is there a lot of choices for, like, electives there?
There's not a lot of choices, but there are electives. Like, we had, on Fridays, we had art and newspaper, and we helped out with the yearbook. A lot of stuff like that. We had music every Wednesday.
Which were your favorite?
Almost every Wednesday.
Almost every Wednesday. My favorite? Probably soccer or basketball were good electives.
Riley and Finn, I know you guys went there last year. What were your favorite, like, electives at that school?
There was an electives day. So, like, there's an optional electives day. So, like, you can choose to go on Friday or not, because that day is entirely, like, full of electives. So you could pay more to, like, do Friday as electives.
Is that your favorite day of the week?
Yep, because I didn't have to go to school.
Oh,
yes.
Finn,
yeah.
What about you?
I went to Fridays for, like, I don't know, a couple Fridays. It, you know, I just did, like, the sports electives, like Zach. Those were good. I went on Monday, which is kind of like a homework day, where, you kind of just, like, sit in the room and do homework.
So yeah,
But we never did homework.
Yeah, we just hung out and told lies all day, you know, with that same teacher. Very nice guy.
It's like a tutorial day.
Yeah.
You just have the day to do, like, work.
Yeah.
Or play Granny on someone's phone.
Playing Granny, the horror game on the computers.
Oh, were there, like, restrictions for, like, phone use or, like?
Yeah, there was restriction. Yeah.
What about, like, how often did you use, like, computer?
Barely ever. I don't know how you guys got computers and played Granny on Mondays.
No, we played it on someone's phone.
Oh, yeah. So that sort of concludes our time on KPRL. We might be here for a couple holidays here and there, but I want to continue this show online. It'll be called the Dream Team Podcast. It'll be on Spotify and YouTube, if any of you want to check that out. And hopefully we can get on a streaming service. That's sort of my dream for this, you know?
Yeah.
And we really enjoyed our time on KPRL. And thank you again, Kevin. And thank you, listeners, for tolerating us.
All right, guys. Good luck in school. And hopefully we'll see you again in December. Susanna's coming up next. here on this Monday afternoon on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.